cellist Anne Frances Bayliss, violinist Robert Waters and Rebecca McFowell, along with violist Bradley Otteson, make up the quartet. Part of the university's faculty and known for their chamber performances, the quartet combined string instruments during their most recent performance.
In many ways, this was a very standard string quartet program.
This is cellist Anne Bayliss. She tells me the first selection of Haydn's String Quartet in C major, Opus 76, number 3, is a way for the group to begin a concert so that it feels common, while at the same time seems magical.
It started with classical period Haydn, generally considered to be the father of the string quartet. He was the one who took this configuration of instruments and really saw its possibility. Before him, nobody had really done that, and so it's very typical to start with that.
From here, the quartet transitions, deviating from traditional forms to a sound that is considered to be more majestic, even commanding, that of Beethoven.
An audience would normally expect to have a Beethoven quartet anchor the second half of the program. Big, usually, you know, somewhat romantic, and a Bartok quartet or something else contemporary in the middle. That's the classic order. But in this case, the Serioso quartet is F minor, Opus 95 of Beethoven. It's very, very compact, really concise. It's a very interesting work in all of his repertoire, actually. He wrote a lot of string quartets, and this one is quite interesting. Also to note, because he apparently didn't intend for it to actually be published.
As the evening performance culminates, this quartet uses the evening as a way of reminding audience, and maybe even introducing for the first time, the Béla Bartók piece that represents his way of dealing with border issues in the 1940s. Here's Bartók String Quartet number 6. The piece was written for a friend who Bartók could no longer communicate with because of the physical barriers placed between them by the Berlin Wall. The piece was completed by the composer during his time in the United States, following his immigration from Hungary.
This piece in particular of Bartók with such an incredibly emotional message, you know, something really very, very deep and dark. We couldn't not end with it, you know. We couldn't put that in the middle of a program because, gosh, what could follow that?
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.